The former French president, Nicolas Sarkozy, has been sentenced to spend a year in home detention for corruption. Sarkozy was found guilty of illegal campaign financing for his failed 2012 re-election bid. The court ruled he spent almost twice the maximum amount allowed. It comes months after Sarkozy was convicted in another corruption case. Let's go straight to Natasha Butler, who is live in Paris. Natasha, talk us through exactly what the court announced today.
Yes, Nicolas Sarkozy wasn't actually in court here in Paris to hear the verdict, but the judge found Sarkozy guilty of illegal campaign financing. His 13 co-accused also found guilty on the same charges. Now, Sarkozy has been sentenced to 1 year jail, but he can serve that out at home under house arrest, if you like, wearing an electronic bracelet. Well, his lawyers have already said that he will appeal. Now, all this focuses on Nicolas Sarkozy's campaign back in 2012. He was running for re-election. He actually failed to be re-elected, but his campaign at the time was extremely lavish. These US-style mega rallies, and they really set off alarm bells because police investigators accused Sarkozy of overspending. Basically, his campaign team spent nearly twice the legal limit set by the French state for a presidential campaign. Well, the judge in the court said that Sarkozy knew that this was happening. There was also, in addition to this, the fact that Sarkozy's campaign team used a PR firm called Bigmalion to set up a system of fake invoices. The judge said that there was no way that Sarkozy couldn't have known what was happening, and also that he had had several warnings from his own accountants that the costs were rising.
So what is it that the French people make of all this?
It's hard to tell what the French public make of it, except for there is a perception amongst some people in France that corruption and nepotism are rife in French politics, and no doubt they will feel that this decision validates that. I mean, in terms of Nicolas Sarkozy himself, well, clearly his political ambitions are over. He did retire officially from French politics in 2017 after another failed election bid, but some thought he might try to run in 2022. But I think with these corruption convictions, it is clear that he won't be able to do that. Nevertheless, he does remain popular for many right-wing conservative voters here in France who see him as a figure of the right wing, a very strong president in the past, the sort of person that they might like to see back in power. I think, though, this trial and the verdict will send out certainly a sign as we come into the next presidential election, which will take place next year in France. It sends out a message, if you like, to the candidates and to the political parties that they cannot act with impunity.
Many thanks for that. Natasha Butler there in Paris.